Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Where are some of the sexiest places to meet people? There's always the circus.
What? No.
The city dump. And, of course, an elevator.
Oh.
You got the elevator music just blasting. You guys are looking at each other, and that's when you seize the moment and hit the emergency stop button.
Yeah.
And look at them and go, we're not going anywhere.
No.
Until love shows up.
Oh.
And then you just wait it out, and either you guys connect, or the firefighters show up and get you out of there, and you probably have to face some legal action. But that's where Eileen met the guy that she wants to call today. On the elevator of love.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Eileen?
You know, elevators are kind of sexy, by the way.
Aren't they?
I agree.
There's mirrors on the ceiling, so technically if you look up, you can see down.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a lot of fantasies that involve elevators.
No!
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, for real, man.
You guys are
so
weird.
Congratulations to you, Eileen. You fulfilled a lot of people's fantasy. How did you meet this dude on the elevator?
Well, come to find out, we were on the slowest elevator ever, where every single floor someone was getting in and pushing the stupid button. And I was like, it was a lot of old people that just couldn't take the stairs, so it was hard to get mad.
Yeah.
But Paul, like, looked at me and he's like, well, I guess I should just get out my laptop and do my work from here.
Okay.
Oh, so he's a jokester. You guys shared a little joke together.
Yeah, he was a little snarky. And it's not often that you meet snarky people in a business setting, and it was nice.
So this is an elevator in your office building.
Yeah, exactly.
And had you ever run into this guy before?
No, I mean, I've seen him around a few times, but we had never, like, had a reason to talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So do you think he was hitting on you right away, or was he just trying to make small talk for boring purposes?
I mean, he was obviously very flirty, and we went on a date, so I'm assuming that that was his attempt at hitting on me.
He could have not been hitting on you at all. Yeah, he's just like, how'd I end up on a date with this girl?
Yeah. Well, you could have asked him out. I don't know.
How'd you guys finally get around to going out? Did you ask for his number? Did he ask for your number?
He was just, like, elevator boldness all the way through. I mean, we had enough time in the elevator to, like, kind of chit-chat, and he's like, listen, I'd love to have your number. And I was like, yeah, totally. Why not?
What did you guys do when you went out?
Oh, we went to this super cute pizza place.
Oh,
all right.
Fun.
And how was the super cute pizza?
It was super quiet. It was actually really uncomfortable. Like, the food was delicious. But, like, on a first date, we should have definitely just gone to a bar.
Really?
It was so quiet.
Was it an awkward first date then?
No. It was just so, like, you know when you just want to, like, be a little silly and cute and coy and sexy, and instead, like, the family is sitting next to you, like, quietly listening because they've run out of conversation.
People that can hear your first date combos.
Totally.
Dude,
yeah,
I love
understand that
in
completely.
On first dates when I'm at a restaurant. I'm sorry. I'm that person that is totally like, oh, my God, do you think that they're going to go out again? What do you think?
So was it a good date, though?
Yeah, it was a great time. We had a blast. It just,
good.
I mean, listen, he was super cute. He picked me up from my house, which I thought was very classy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big fan of dental health. And he obviously flossed his teeth, which I think is super sexy.
Uh-oh.
Like, really, like, there's something, it means he cares. He takes time out of his day to care about himself. And I just love that. And he had the most delicious laugh, like, just sexy, caramely, masculine.
Ooh. I feel like I'm attracted to him after a description like that. Like, let's get this guy on the phone.
Never
now,
heard
please.
Of a laugh being described as caramely, but I like it.
So sexy.
So how did the date end?
Well, he drove me home. He said he had a great time. And I was like, why don't you come in and have a drink? You know, since we didn't really get a chance to, like, talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super into it. So we came in. We had a glass of wine.
Ooh.
And then he kind of bailed. That was the one thing that was a little weird.
Wait, like, how quickly did he bail once he got to your place?
I guess it was, like, I don't know, however long it took to drink a glass of wine. Like, he didn't stay for a second glass of wine.
Okay, that's not very long.
Yeah.
And were you expecting him to stay the night?
No, I made it, like, once we got inside, I literally toasted him with, here's to first dates, not first hookups.
All right, so you made it very clear that you were not going to mess around that night.
No, I'm a classy lady.
Do you think that's why he bailed, though? Maybe he had different expectations?
That's, like, my nightmare. I hope not, because I really felt like we had a fun time and we connected, and I just hope he's not a sleazeball that just, like, bails if he doesn't get hooked up with.
Any other reason beside that you think he's not calling you back?
I don't know. I mean, I know I can be a little aggressive, like, and, you know, that can kind of be a turnoff for people.
You didn't shout at him on your date, did you?
Like, shout at him for real?
Yeah, like, you didn't yell at him.
don't think she meant aggressive like that.
I mean, I definitely took the last slice of pizza.
Okay. Oh, no, you said aggressive. I'm just making sure you didn't get, like, yell at him in the pizza place or yell at him at your house or get just kind of aggro on the dude.
I don't know. God, now I have to think about that.
Now there's a whole new thing to think about. All right, well.
Oh, no.
Hang on. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, awesome.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, I'm personally still confused what a caramely laugh sounds like. Eileen is on the phone with us. She described the guy that she wants to call today as having very good hygiene because she could tell that he flosses. She liked that about him. She said he was quick-witted, funny, and had a caramely laugh, which I'm thinking probably sounds like this.
No.
Is that right? Is that right, Eileen?
Have you ever eaten caramel before? Do you even know what caramel is?
Apparently
that's
not.
What I would describe as a caramely laugh.
Okay, so the person laughing in the background is not a caramely laugh.
That's not a caramely laugh either?
Yeah,
all right,
there
so
it is.
Neither of us have caramely laughs. So no.
Like this. Like it's like confidence, like a deep-seated confidence, like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean, all right, so it was like,
yeah, I went on a date with Cookie Monster. Yeah,
all right. Smooth and sexy right
okay,
there.
Okay, we're about to call him right now. His name is Paul, and Eileen thinks that he might not be calling back because when they got back to her place, they were having a glass of wine, and she cheers him and said, hey, here's to not hooking up tonight, just letting him know that he's not going to get any. Mm-hmm. And he left shortly after that. She's hoping that that's not the case because she'd like to see him again, but that's the only reason you can think of.
Other than the fact that I'm a little aggressive, and I might have, like, asked him to laugh on cue at one point.
Would you like him just, like, laugh again for me? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It was so sexy.
All right. Well, but I can't wait to hear his caramely laugh. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can find out why he's not calling you back, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is Paul there?
This is he.
Hey, what's up, Paul? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Sorry, who is this?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
What?
It was about your laugh and how sexy it is. A lot of it was about your laugh.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I'm not really interested in this one of those prank call shows. I'm not very interested.
No, Paul, I promise this is not a prank phone call. They really did compliment your laugh in the email. It's actually from a girl that you went on a date with. Her name is Eileen.
All right. Yeah.
And Eileen sent us an email about you because she really enjoyed the time that you spent together, but now you're not calling her back after your date. So she wanted us to get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Oh, boy. Seems like an odd way to do this. I don't really see how that's any of your business.
Well, no, I mean, I guess technically it's not really, but Eileen sort of made it our business because she asked us to call you. She just wants to know why you won't go out with her again. Can you give us anything?
It's because she's not a good person.
What?
Whoa!
We talked to her and she sounded like a great person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went on a date with her and I'm sorry, I don't see myself having a future with someone who's a murderer.
What?
Wow, you went from bad person to murderer.
Dang.
Whoa, murderer?
Look, you called me. What do you want?
I just would love to know how you figured out that Eileen is a murderer.
Who did she kill?
That's a big claim.
Did you see her on, like, America's Most Wanted or something?
Look, you know, she's very engaging and charming. We went out. We had a good dinner. We went back to her place. Mm-hmm. She invited me in. I don't normally say yes on the first date, but I was having a great time.
Yeah.
And then we went into her place, and she had a stuffed goose on the wall.
What? I thought you were going to say, like, there was a dead body in the freezer or something.
There was a dead body hanging on the wall. And I asked her about it, and she told me she's a hunter, all right? And she went hunting, found that thing, hunted it down, tracked it down, killed it in cold blood. And this is not funny.
I'm sorry. It just...
There were
Well, you can see how, I mean, it's kind of sounds that way because you called her a murderer and then you're telling us
she is a murderer. Okay. Okay. Animal lives mean a lot to me.
But there's a lot of people that hunt for food and for recreation.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who hunt and fine, that's their life. They can live that way if they want to. I'm not going to be involved with someone who does, and I'm certainly not going to be involved with someone who hunts just to put them up on their wall like trophies. She had a boar's head in there. There were ducks. It's like being in a horror movie, okay? I have no interest in dating a butcher, all right? I have no interest in dating a murderer. But you can laugh all you want. Animals are lives, too. And she's a murderer. You take a life, no matter what, you're a murderer. You can tell her that. You can tell her that's why we're not having a second date.
All right, well, you know what, Paul?
I don't actually have to tell her that you think she's a murderer because she's on the line listening and probably would love to talk to you right now.
Are you freaking serious? You're calling me a murderer because I like to hunt?
Yeah, I am.
I just don't understand. You were at my house. Why didn't you say something then? You literally said, cool.
I was being polite, okay? I was being polite because I wanted to leave as quickly as possible. I don't know. If you're going to kill one animal, maybe you'll kill another one.
So wait, Paul, you left because you were scared of her?
I left because I was disgusted that she would take a life, yes.
I mean, honestly, it's not like I was killing, like, an elephant. It's a f***ing goose. They're vermin. Literally, you have to hunt them. Otherwise, they will cause problems like airplane crashes and car crashes. I'm doing everyone a favor. I'm saving tax dollars. You should be thanking me.
It's a lot of tough talk from someone who has to hang birds on their wall to feel good about themselves.
I don't hang birds on my wall to feel good about myself. I do it because I love natural history, and I love the idea of being proud of what I can do in my culture and my past. It's way more beautiful than just
wearing a sock. You love natural history so much that you're just going to go out and kill it? That makes a lot of sense.
I just think it's disgusting that you would criticize and judge me based on something that brings me so much joy and happiness. My father took me hunting. It's a part of my happiest memories. Every time I look at the boar on the wall, I think about how great my childhood was. You know, probably how you feel about, like, I don't know, douching yourself or something.
I can't handle that.
That was the kind of discourse I expect from a murderer.
Oh, my God.
Because you are a murderer. I stood in your living room. I saw the bodies of defenseless animals staring at me. Have you ever made eye contact with these animals? I'm sure you haven't. You think you have, but you haven't. You haven't looked into their souls and seen the pain on their faces when their lives were taken by some woman with daddy issues who went out to go hunt just to feel good about herself.
Are you kidding me? Grow some f***ing balls, dude. Like, have you ever even held a gun? Do you even know what you're talking about? Or are you just speaking out of your ass?
I'll say it takes a lot more balls to save a life rather than take a life, okay? You ever think about it when you stick a gun in those animals' faces that they have families, that they're just like people? They have lives that you're destroying just so you can have some decorations in your living room?
Oh, my God, Paul, thank you so much. You've made it so clear for me. I really get it now. Yeah, because last time I saw a f***ing goose build a skyscraper like a human did, or the last time I saw a goose, like, solve a math problem like a human did. Yeah, they're just like humans. The next one I see, I'll nickname it Paul, and I'll remember that it has a soul before I kill it.
Hey, that leads me to my question. Paul, would you like to go out on a second date with Eileen? We will pay for it.
Well, I just thought I'd ask him.
You sure made a lot of phone calls trying to get a hold of me. If you don't want to go on a second date with me, a lot of
And leave it to a p***y like you to not even respond. I should have known. Only a little girl wouldn't respond. A real man would have been like,
you need to kill animals to feel good about yourself, and you need to get a radio station to find you a man. Wonderful. You're a real tough hero.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Enjoy your f***ing Easy Bake Oven, you little b***.
Oh, my God.
Paul, thank you for your time. Are you still there?
Oh,
Eileen,
God.
I think you scared him off.
Oh, you guys, this is so... Oh, I'm so mad. Like, I wasted wine on that idiot.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Wow. So many thirsty dudes wanting to take Eileen out. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm talking about the second date update. Well, Eileen wanted to call Paul to find out why he wasn't calling her back. Well, it turns out Paul's not calling her back because she's a hunter and she kills animals and she's a murderer. He called her a murderer. But I say that all the thirsty dudes are texting in at 78592 because every single guy that's always like, I just want a guy's girl. Yeah.
who would chug a beer with me and shoot a boar in the face with an arrow. Then she'll fart. She's the hottest.
All those dudes are texting in right now being like, hook me up with Eileen. I want to go out with her. She's a hunter. She sounds awesome. I'll go kill animals with her.
We got a text message that says, I'm a straight woman, but I'd love to date her too.
We got a text in that says, give her my number. She wants a real man. I'm about to go to jail for 2 weeks.
No. Eileen doesn't want
that either. We can go hunting when I get out.
What are you going to hunt though, bro?
I'll see if I can hook you up, all right? Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.